I'm Steve Barline from Adair, Iowa. I've been farming since probably the early 70s. I'm 59 years old. My dad and myself and my son, we farm probably 1,200 to 1,500 acres. Also own a fencing company that my sons and myself own. Been doing that for 18 years. And my biggest love is farming.
This week, Steve, Dow AgroScience is announcing their Enlist corn trait has been approved for China. Has this been some technology that you've been utilizing on the farm over the years? And how do some of these announcements for exports impact you?
Last year, the seed company we sell for, Prairie Brand, come to me and wanted to know if I was interested in putting out an Enlist plot. And at that point, it was not approved any place. And I said, yes, I have ran a sprayer all my life, and I like to experiment with new chemicals and new ideas of putting on fertilizer and everything else. And whenever they asked me about the Enlist, I said, sure, I'd love to do it. And so they give me the opportunity to put out 30 acres of Enlist corn. There were stipulations behind it because it was not approved yet. I followed all the stipulations, had the opportunity to plant the corn, put it to the test as far as herbicide pre-plant or anything like that. There was nothing put on it. And then I come back in whenever the corn was probably 12 to 15 inches tall, sprayed Enlist on it, and was very impressed with what I've seen. The weeds had full chance to do their thing as far as growth and stuff, so there were some good sized weeds, and there was also many different types of weeds. And whenever I went out and sprayed it, they had people here watching me or taking pictures, and they told me that they were supposed to stay here for 2 hours and go back to the field and take pictures again. And I've sprayed, like I said, all my life. And I said, you're not going to see anything in 2 hours. And so I rode back out with them to the field after 2 hours. And right away, you could tell them that the product was just going to be a fantastic product because the weeds had already turned down at that point. And it's a great deal. To me, it's going to be a fantastic product. It's going to help us out a bunch.
You know, as more farmers today are combating herbicide-resistant weed issues, how does having another tool in the toolbox really help in that fight against weeds and as when you look at higher yields?
Well, my theory was, all right, we're here in Iowa, we're starting to show a lot of resistant to water hemp resistant weeds, Mary's tail, all this stuff. This opened up my eyes whenever these weeds had the same starting time as what the corn did. So they was good sized whenever I sprayed them. And whenever this herbicide come out, if it is something that can work on water hemp, I mean, it's just amazing what it did. And you could see how it was working within 2 hours after I applied it.
Just getting that approval for the Enlist corn, something maybe considering for next year's planting season, or what will you be keeping an eye on in the few months ahead?
For next year's planting season, with the news of the Enlist being approved, I will definitely be planting Enlist corn. And now my hopes are to get the Enlist approved for the beans for down the road. It's a product that you put it down and it stays in place. I actually had beans right next to this Enlist corn, and we run 30-inch rows on the planter, so it was within 30-inch rows of each other. And whenever I sprayed the corn, I followed the rows with the sprayer, and it never drifted or anything, and there was never any effect on the beans. So if they can get Enlist approved for both corn and beans and other products out here. I think it's a fantastic product that people should really start looking at.
Steve, looking at the 2017 growing season, how's the year started off for you and maybe some issues at this point in the season?
Whenever we started planting in 2017, I kept waiting for the Enlist to be approved because I wanted to plant Enlist corn because I figured that's what would get approved first. It did not happen. So we went back to our traditional way of planting corn. Whenever we planted, we got off to a good start, got through the corn season real good. Then we just got started on beans. We hit about a two-week period where it rained. We couldn't get back in the field. And then we got back in to plant the beans, finish the beans. Corn was off to a good start. We had a real good stand and everything else. And then after we got done planting beans, it hasn't rained since until this morning. And we went probably 18 to 20 days without rain and a lot of heat. The corn was starting to show a little bit of stress. And some of the last planted beans we planted was having trouble getting up because they didn't have any moisture.